Registration is now open for the 38th Annual Fisherman's Picnic Tennis Tournament. The Cook County Tennis Association sponsors the event July 31st through August 3rd. Joining us now with the details is President Lee Bergstrom of the Cook County Tennis Association, and she's also brought her son David, who has participated in this program for some time. Welcome, Lee and David.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks. Congratulations on your 38th tournament during Fisherman's Picnic. Can you tell us how the tournament is organized, Lee?
Sure. Basically, what we have is three different levels. We have a seniors event, an adult event, and a juniors event. And like you mentioned, it starts with the seniors event on Thursday, July 31st, and runs Thursday and Friday. And then the open adult and juniors starts on Friday, August 1st, and runs through August 3rd. The age range for the juniors goes from age 10 up to 18, boys and girls, and then 18 and over for the adult, and the seniors, you have to be 50 and over. Seems a little young, but
it's getting younger, let me tell you.
I hate to say I can be in the seniors.
Well, you know, you start getting those magazines about that time. So, and then also, this is a spectator event. You now have these tremendous seats available.
We have a nice viewing area on both courts.
And you're right next to the Y.
We are right next to the Y. We have lights. So this year we're really going to maybe try and incorporate some evening matches if there's a delay or whatnot. But we have five beautiful courts. We attract players from the cities, from the range, from Thunder Bay. You know, it's our main event to raise money to help support programs and some of the lighter maintenance issues the court needs. We put up more windscreens we just purchased, and it's our fundraiser. And the CCTA actually just helped sponsor a youth camp July 7th, 8th, and 9th, of which we subsidized a lot of the funds to help introduce the camp atmosphere for our youth. And then we added some adults to that program to kind of fill out so we had enough players so they would come. Mm-hmm. And the results were just fabulous. People had a wonderful time. So our purpose today is to really get people signed up, because tennis players are notorious for waiting to the last minute to see who's going to sign up, and oh, is it going to be someone who I, you know, want to play against, or is it going to be worth my time? But if nobody signs up until the last minute, it gets really difficult.
Kind of scrambles the end of the registration there, huh?
It does. And yeah. And I thought it was appropriate. David and I were just working out. I said, "No, come on in with me." And David has participated as a junior, and then now he's participating as an adult. Also,
well, David, what does excite you about this tournament?
You know, it's hometown. You don't have to travel, because growing up, I mean, I had to travel down to 5 hours down to the cities every other weekend about in the summer to play. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to have it right here and play some local kids. And it's for the people that have never played a tournament before. I'd say it's a really fun experience, because it's the next level versus just playing drills and doing mm-hmm. all that, just hitting around. It's a different experience. So,
well, and those who are a little more accomplished finally, you know, can give you some great competition that you wouldn't have.
Oh yeah, yep. You play a lot of, I mean, playing in a tournament that attracts people from Thunder Bay and the cities, it's, you don't see people all the time. You play different people that you have never played, and the game's different for every person that plays it.
And you're playing on the college level now.
Yep, up at UND in Grand Forks.
So you're going to bring more expertise to this tournament.
You know, I brought a couple of roommates back last year, so it was okay. That was good.
Well, good, good. Well, we should let us know about the how people can register and the fees involved and
sure.
things like that.
One of the easiest ways is our Cook County Tennis Association. It has a group site on Facebook. If you just typed in Cook County Tennis Association and looked for the group, click on that, and there is a link in one of the boxes there that Mark Summers has put up, and that'll bring you right to the USTA website where you can register online. You can also download a paper form. And the fees, if you register online, the adults are $23. per event, and you can register for multiple events. The juniors are $20 per event, and so Mark Summers is the contact person, and his email address, if you had any questions, is marksummers@q.com, or his cell phone, 218-370-2091. The junior tournament does require membership through the USTA because it is a sanctioned tournament, but the membership is pretty reasonable. I was going to look it up again, but because we've been members for so long.
Can they just do that at the registration time then?
Yes, they can. Okay. So, and if there's any questions, you know, contact Mark. That would be great.
Well, we're speaking with Lee and David Bergstrom of the Cook County Tennis Association. The 38th Annual Fisherman's Picnic Tennis Tournament is July 31st through August 3rd. Registration is due July 26th for the seniors and adults and July 27th for the juniors. And is Lee or David, is there anything you'd like to add?
Just one other thing, that Cook County Tennis Association also has a number of other opportunities to play tennis this summer. Carl Johnson has some free hitting lessons that occurs Mondays from 10 to 11:30 in the morning, and it's primarily for beginners and intermediates, and then Wednesday nights from 6:30 to 8, and so it's free. And he does a fabulous job. There's also a drop-in doubles on Monday nights at the tennis courts at 6 o'clock and for levels 3.0 and above. And then Friday morning, 9 to 11, beginners and intermediates can just gather, and there are people playing tennis. So if you don't have somebody, those are some opportunities for you to come and just play and learn the game and socialize and enjoy the sport of life, which is tennis.
Well, it is so accessible. That's what I like about tennis. You just, and even I'm sure you help with rackets when they're just starting out.
There
to,
are
to get an idea of what to play.
Yes, Kathy Bolstead has a number of rackets that she will demo and can make suggestions and help purchase. And so she's available, and her information should be on our group Facebook page.
Well, congratulations on the tournament, and I hope it's a very successful one again.